Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents. So everybody around the world can listen to my radio show and hear what I've put down for your listening pleasure. I'm the entertainer of the year, and I have the best radio show on the planet. So, welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, the first thing I want to know is, what's the weather like in your neighborhood? The weather's beautiful in Vegas. And I want to say it's a beautiful place to come visit right now, but the virus is here, and they're shutting everything down. The casinos are shutting down. So it ain't a whole lot of places to come and entertain yourself. But I did hear somebody played at one of the casinos, and he won $15 million. All right. Well, that's what's going on in Las Vegas. So I'm having a good time, though. I'm the entertainer of the year, and I'm still doing my radio show.
Hey, we had some rain in Las Vegas yesterday. I just heard about it, though, because I was inside in the bed. So I heard about it from all of the girls I talked to today. They said it was beautiful. I love the rain. And I'm like, how can you love the rain unless you have a boyfriend to love the rain with? I don't know what them girls are talking about, but they said they loved the rain. It was so pretty. How can you like the rain and you don't even have a boyfriend to walk in the rain with? Isn't rain and weather lovers weather? Isn't that weather where you sit and you cuddle and you hug and you kiss in the rain? Ain't that what the rain is about? What are they talking about? We enjoyed the rain. It was so pretty. I'm like, come on, pass me with that nonsense. And I don't want to be in the rain. I hate being wet. In fact, I get mad when I got to take a shower. I like going swimming, though.
Well, you know, I was born a premature baby. That's right. I was born in 7 months. I should have been born in 9 months, but I was premature. I was only born in 7 months. And my daddy said I was a beautiful black baby boy, except I was born without a nose. And then he realized that the doctor was holding me upside down and backwards. The doctor spanked me, and I cried like a baby. And then he gave my daddy the bill, and my daddy cried like a baby. And the nurse asked my daddy why he was crying, and And he said, I didn't realize having a baby cost so much money. And the nurse said, yeah, that's true, but look how long they last. Yeah, look at how long they last. Except you're lucky you had a boy, so you only have one dick to worry about. If you had a girl, you'd have hundreds of dicks to worry about. And when you're holding a baby, you got to be careful with his head. Now, we know that the head ain't the part of the baby that we need to be concerned about. You need to be concerned with the lower half, because the lower half has a sprinkler system that goes off any time, unannounced, and without warning. So you got to watch the baby's lower half. When you got babies, that's what you got to do. You got to watch the baby's bottom all the time, because they're peeing all over the place. All right. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. was a man. He was speeding on the highway. And he passed a highway patrol officer that was parked behind a freeway billboard. And the highway patrol officer was getting ready to eat his lunch. And he saw the man speeding by. And he said, oh, no, I can't have anybody speeding on my highway. So he put his lunch down, and he took off in pursuit of the driver. And while he was driving, trying to catch up with the man that was speeding, he thought to himself, well, I'm going to stop this man, and I'm going to ask him why he was speeding. And if he has a good excuse, I'm going to let him go. I'm not going to give him a ticket. I'm going to let him go so I can go back and eat my lunch. So when he caught up with the man, he walked up to him and he said, sir, can you tell me why you were speeding? And the man said, well, I saw the highway patrol car, and it reminded me that my wife had run off with the highway patrol officer. So when I saw the red lights come on in my rearview mirror, I knew that you were trying to catch up with me because you were going to give my wife back.
And I went in with a white girl. This girl has soul. Oh, she can dance her butt off. She danced better than a lot of black girls I know.
I love my mama. I love my daddy. I love all my brothers. I love my mama, I love my daddy, even DJ Papa D. I love my mama, I love my daddy, I love all my brothers, even the one they say is crazy, even DJ Crazy Matt. I love my mama, I love my daddy. I love all my brothers. I'm G-Money. I'm G-Money. I love all my brothers. I love my mama. I love my daddy. I'm G-Money. The Pimp Comet. I don't shower. I don't shave. I masturbate three times a day. I love my mama. I love my daddy. I love all my brothers. I'm so damn funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. I'm G-Money. The Pimp Comet. I'm G-Money. The Pimp Comet. I love my mama. I love my dad. I love all my brothers. I'm G-Money. The Pimp Comet. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. I'm 6'1", 220 pounds of man. I can do it like that. I love my mama, I love my dad. I'm G-Money, I can take you there. I love my mama, I love my dad. I love all my brothers. I'm G-Money, the Pimp Comet. And if you don't know, you better ask somebody. That's the way it is. That's the way it is. That's the way it is. Don't you know that's how it goes? That's the way it is. That's the way it is. Don't you know that's how it goes? That's the way it is. it goes. That's how it goes. That's the way it is. That's the way it is. I'm G Money. Now you know. I love my mama. I love my daddy. I love all my brothers. I'm G Money. The Pimp Tommy. I work the Vegas Strip. I'm telling jokes and I'm writing songs, cause that's my gift. I love my mama, I love my daddy, I love all my brothers. I'm G Money, the Pimp Tommy. If you don't know, now you know.
My daddy went fishing. He went deep sea fishing. And he took me a couple of times on the boat, and we went way out in the middle of the ocean where I couldn't even see the shore. I couldn't see land no more. I couldn't see anything but ocean all around me. And I did some fishing, and I caught some fish. And my daddy caught a big fish. It was as tall as he was. And my daddy was short. He was only 5'8". So he wasn't a football-playing man. Even though he played sports, he played tennis, he was a bowler, and eventually he played golf. And he took me out there, and I got sick. I threw up on the water.
Okay.
That's listening to this radio show, I want you to know that you can go to Jack in the Box and get good quality food, and you can eat anything at Jack in the Box. They have tacos, they have burritos, they have hamburgers, they got french fries, they got apple pies, they got strawberry, chocolate, and vanilla shakes, and then they got all kind of sodas. They got diet soda, and they got regular soda. So you can always get something to eat at Jack in the Box. And I think they blew the clown up now, but when I was young, we used to go and they'd have the clown that would pop out of the box and it would spin around and you could see the clown for miles. But Jack in the Box is still household food. So go to Jack in the Box and get your eat on. Get your grub on at Jack in the Box. We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodie. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G-Money gear and send it to us, and we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube. Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G-Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G. Money Girard's Facebook page or go to Storytime with G-Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G Money Radio Show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your net worthing pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
All right, DJ Papa D. Let's play the story for my listening audience. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
All right, I was playing on my fraternity team. We played every summer at Darby Park, where all the fraternities got together and they played in a league where all the teams played each other. Well, this summer was my first summer home from college, and like I told you, I was a ball player. So when I found out they had a softball team, I was down to play on the team. Even though playing softball ain't like playing real baseball, because they have underhand pitching on softball. You know, it's a lot slower than throwing 95-mile-an-hour fastballs. So I was batting left-handed because I didn't want to mess up my right-handed swing. I didn't want to mess up my timing to be hitting right-handed. So I was hitting left-handed. I was getting some hits. I was scoring some runs for my team. We were winning. And plus, since I'm a baseball player, I started. They put me in center field. And I'm like, yeah, I'll play center field. I run everything down in the outfield because I'm a ball player. And center field is where I started when I was a little kid. I played the outfield. My daddy taught me how to catch fly balls. He taught me how to judge fly balls. He taught me how to catch ground balls. So playing outfield was real natural for me. And I was playing center field. And as I tell you, nothing drops that's hit in the air. I catch everything. Everything in the outfield. That's what I do. Because I'm a ball player. I play that game. I'm a baseball player for real. So we were in the game, and we had been undefeated all season. The whole summer we played, and we were undefeated. And we were playing the last game of the season against Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated. And they were last year's champions. So they just knew they were going to beat us one game this season, but they hadn't beat us yet. So they get to the point where they get two men on base. They have a man on first base and a man on second base with nobody else. And they think they're going to score one of the two people on base, and they're going to tie the game up. And then if they score another person, they're going to go ahead, and they think they're going to win. Well, they get a guy up to bat, and he hits a shot. Oh, man, it's deep. It goes deep, and I'm running on it. It's going over my head, but I'm running. I turn and I run on it. And I'm like, I got to get there. I got to catch it. It can't drop in my outfield. Nothing drops in the outfield. Nothing has dropped all year long. I've caught everything that went in the outfield. And I'm saying, I got to get there. I got to get there. And I'm running. And I'm running. And I'm like, oh, I got to get there. And the ball is traveling. It's traveling. It goes way over my head. But I'm running because it still hasn't started to drop. It's still flying. And I'm running. And I'm running. And I'm like, oh, I got to get there. I got to get there. I got to get there. And I'm running. And I'm like, I got to get there. I got to get there. And all of a sudden, the ball starts to come down. And I'm running, and I'm running, and I'm like, okay, I got to get up there. I got to get up there because nothing drops in my outfield. I'm the center fielder. Nothing drops in my outfield. And I'm running, and I'm running, and I'm watching the ball. I'm watching the ball the whole way, and it starts to come down, and it's coming down. And I'm like, oh, it's going to go over my head. I'm not going to get there. I'm not going to get to the ball. And I say, well, I could jump and catch the ball at its highest point. That's kind of like what you do in basketball. You catch the ball at the highest point, and then you bring it down. Well, I'm running, and I'm thinking, okay, the ball's going over my head, so I got to jump up and catch it. And I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to jump up and catch the ball. I got to catch it. And the ball goes over my head, and it's still sailing. And I'm like, oh, I'm not going to get there. Oh, it's going to hit the ground, and it's going to roll, and I'm going to have to run it down and throw the ball into the infield. Well, I know they got two men on base, and both of the men are running because they think this guy is getting ready to hit an in-the-park home run. So they think the ball is going to drop and it's going to run, and the runners are already running. The second base guy is running to third, and he's on his way to home plate. And the guy on first base is rounding second, and he's going to third. But I'm still running for the ball. So I'm running in the outfield for this fly ball. We got two men on base, and both of them, I'm sure, are running because this guy has hit the ball, and it's going over my head, and I'm running for the ball, and I'm saying, I got to get there. I got to get there. This ball can't drop because nothing drops in my outfield. I run everything down, and I can't let this drop, and nobody scores on me in the outfield. That just doesn't happen. So I'm running, and I'm running, and I'm looking for this ball. And I got my eyes on the ball, and I'm watching it, and it's going over my head. And I'm like, oh, I'm not going to get there. It's going to hit the ground. So I got to chase it down. It's going to hit the ground, and it's going to roll, and I'm going to have to run after it. And then I'm going to have to get it and throw it back into the infield, and hopefully we can get one or two of the guys out at the plate. That's what I'm thinking. And I'm running after the ball, and I say, well, maybe I can jump and catch it at the highest point. But the ball goes over my head, and I know if I jump, I'm not going to get it. And I'm going to fall down, and I got to jump up and run and catch the ball because it's going to be bouncing away. And I can't get there. And I'm like, oh, man, what do I do? And I'm running, and I see it can't fall. Nothing drops in my outfield. And out of nowhere, my frat, my Sam's, my line brother, Brother Love comes out of left field, and he passes me up, and he catches the ball over his shoulder. He runs and catches the ball over his shoulder. He makes a miraculous catch, and I'm shocked. I'm like, where the hell did you come from? And he came all the way from left field, and he ran the ball down. I started in center field, and he outran me to the ball, and he caught the ball. So when he caught it, he flipped it to me, and I turned around and threw a shot. Now, the runners that were running from first base and second base had already scored. At least he thought he did. The first baseman was running around third base on his way to score. At least they thought they were. But when I caught them, when my frat brother Love Willis Colbert, when the cat man caught the ball, oh, man, everybody was hollering, go back, go back. Because they got to go back to the original base they were at. Because they left before the ball was caught. So they got to run all the way back to the first base that they started at. So the guys have to get back in the baseline, and they run down third, and then he runs to second, and he got to run all the way to first base. And the other guy got to run down to third, and he got to run to second base. But when I get the ball, I shoot a shot, and I hit second base, butt man, right in the chest. He tags second base, and he throws the ball to first base, and we get a triple play. We get a triple play, which doesn't really happen in baseball a lot. But it happened that day, and we got a triple play, and the game was over, and we finished the season. Phi Beta Sigma was on top as the undefeated team for that year, and we won the championship, and we got the jacket that said Softball Champions 1982. And I was on the team. That's the only year I played. I didn't play any year after that because I'm a baseball player. So I went out and started playing baseball. And that's what I did. I played at the park with an adult team, and I was playing left field. And somebody got up and hit a fly ball straight up in the air. They popped it up. And everybody was looking in the air, but nobody could see the ball. And I'm looking up, and I don't know where the ball is. And I'm like, oh, no, I can't find the ball. And I'm looking, and I'm looking, and I'm asking everybody, where's the ball? Where's the ball? Shortstop doesn't know where the ball is. The third baseman doesn't know where the ball is. I'm asking the center fielder where the ball is, and he doesn't know. And they're looking for the ball, and I'm looking up, and I don't see the ball because the ball is blending in the white cloud, and I don't see the ball at all. And then at the last minute, I caught the ball when it was coming down, and I sprinted. Well, I ran up, and I caught the ball. Bam! Caught it before it hit the ground. And everybody was like, damn, Gene, that was a hell of a catch. And I'm like, the shortstop should have caught that ball. It was only 5 feet behind him. Or the third baseman should have caught the ball. I had to run all the way to the infield to catch the ball. But I made the catch, and I saved the game that day. So that's the end of my story.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
Thank you.
you know, I used to date this girl named Desiree, and I'd go and sit on her front porch with her. Well, one day, I decided that I wanted us to go to the skating rink. And her mother said, yeah, all right, just don't have her out too late. And I said, no, we're going to the evening skate. Man, I could move, and I could groove, and I could skate, and I could twist, and I could do a full flip. Oh, man, I was fancy as hell. When I got on the skate floor, I could do it all. And we went into the skate rink, and she could skate pretty good, but I was a real good skater. So I was getting on the floor, and I was skating backwards, and I was skating forwards, and I was speed skating. And I had fun skating with her, and it was really nice. Man, I could move, and I could groove, and I could skate, and I could twist, and I could do a full flip. Oh, man, I was fancy as hell. When I got on the skate floor, I could do it all. So we would go every week, and I was getting real fancy on the skate, and she was getting pretty good. She could skate forward, and she could skate backwards a little bit. So when they changed the music and we were skating forward, then I was fancy skating. Man, I could move, and I could groove, and I could skate, and I could twist, and I could do a full flip. Oh, man, I was fancy as hell. When I got on the skate floor, I could do it all. I was crisscrossing my legs, and I was doing fancy skates. And then when we crossed, skated backwards, I would just hold her hand, and we would skate real slow on the backwards skating routine, and it was real nice. I felt like I was in love. Man, I could move, and I could groove, and I could skate, and I could twist, and I could do a full flip. Oh, man, I was fancy as hell. When I got on the skate floor, I could do it all. I was real popular because there was a lot of girls at the skate rink that were liking the way I was skating. And they were telling me, you know, they were saying, hey, I want to skate with you when we skate doubles. And I was like, well, I got my girlfriend. And my girlfriend was like, go ahead, skate with her. You can skate doubles with her. Man, I could move, and I could groove, and I could skate, and I could twist, and I could do a full flip. Oh, man, I was fancy as hell. When I got on the skate floor, I could do it all. And I was like, okay. And I'd get on the floor and skate double, but I was fancy skating. I was crisscrossing and skating backwards and turning and spinning around and stuff. And the girls were like, oh, you want to get out here and show out? I said, well, I can't skate real fast with my girlfriend, but you girls can skate. Man, I could move, and I could groove, and I could skate, and I could twist, and I could do a full flip. Oh, man, I was fancy as hell. When I got on the skate floor, I could do it all. So I went back to my girlfriend, and she was like, you skate pretty good, G. And I said, yeah, baby, I know. You were watching me. I know you were. She was like, yeah, you skate real fancy. And I said, yeah, then I want to skate with you and hold your hand. And she said, well, that's nice. And I said, okay. And we had a good time at the skating rink on Rosecrans. Man, I could move, and I could groove, and I can skate, and I can twist, and I can do a full flip. Oh man, I was fancy as hell when I got on the skate floor. I can do it all. I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and if you didn't know, now you know. And if you didn't know, ask somebody. Fancy skating. I was fancy as hell when I got on the skate floor. I could do it all. Fancy skating. There was a man that walked in and caught his wife in bed with another man. And he walked in and he said, hey, what the hell's going on in here? And the wife looked at the man that she was in bed with and she said, see, I told you my husband was stupid. This is G Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
There was a man and woman that were laying in their bed in the bedroom, and the woman got up to go to the bathroom. And when she finished in the bathroom, she got up and she opened the bathroom door and walked into her bedroom and threw open her gown and said, super pussy. And the man looked at her and he said, I'll have the soup. All right, now let's talk sports.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd.
Buy me some peanuts and crack.
And welcome to Major League Baseball for September 16th, 2021. We'll begin with the American League. In the American League East, the Tampa Bay Rays are on top with 90 wins, followed by the Boston Red Sox, who have 83 wins, and there's a tie for third place between the Toronto Blue Jays and the New York Yankees with 82 wins. In the American League Central, the Chicago White Sox are on top with 83 wins, followed by the Cleveland Guardians, who have 71 wins, and in third place, the Detroit Tigers with 70 wins. And in the American League West, the Houston Astros are on top with 85 wins, followed by the Oakland A's with 79 wins, And in third place, the Seattle Mariners have 78 wins. In the National League, we'll start with the National League East. The Atlanta Braves are on top with 76 wins, followed by the Philadelphia Phillies, who have 73 wins. And in third place, it's the New York Mets with 72 wins. In the National League Central, it's the Milwaukee Brewers with 89 wins, followed by the St. Louis Cardinals and the Boston Red Sox, who both have 76 wins. And in third place, it's the Chicago Cubs with 66 wins. And in the National League West, the Giants are on top with 95 wins, followed by the Dodgers, who have 94 wins. And in third place, it's the San Diego Padres with 75 wins. And that's it for Major League Baseball for September 16, 2021.
I'm talking about the Divine Nine. I'm talking about the Divine Nine. Alpha Phi Alpha fraternity. It was founded in 1906. They wear black and gold. And then there's Kappa Alpha Psi fraternity. It was founded in 1911. They wear crimson and cream. And then it's Omega Psi Phi fraternity. They founded in 1911. They wear purple and gold. Then we got Phi Beta Sigma fraternity. They were founded in 1914, and they wear royal blue and diamond white in their Iota pie. They were founded in 1963, and they wear brown and gold. That's the end of the fraternity. Now for the sorority, for the women, Alpha Kappa Alpha, the sorority. They were founded in 1908, and they wear pink and green. Then you got Delta Sigma Theta, the sorority. They were founded in 1913, and they wear red and white. And then you got Zeta Phi Zeta, the sorority. They wear royal blue and diamond white, and they're founded in 1920. And then you got Sigma Gamma Rho. It was founded in 1922, and they wear golden blue. And I'm telling you about the Divine Nine. God bless the Divine Nine. Oh, hallelujah to the Divine Nine. They volunteered to work in this petition so they could feed low income, the homeless and the poor. I'm talking about the Divine Nine. They volunteered to work in the hospital with doctors and nurses and healed the soldiers that were wounded in the war. World War I, World War II, and the Vietnam War. I'm talking about the Divine Nine. And I want to tell you about the group that volunteered to teach black kids in the South when it was illegal to teach black kids to read and write. I'm talking about the Divine Nine. Then they hosted fundraisers and gave the money to the charities so they could give away college scholarships to high school seniors. I'm talking about the Divine Nine. I'm talking about black that marched all over the world for civil rights. They complained about the white policemen killing black people in evil murders like George Floyd. I'm talking about the Divine Nine. I'm talking about marching on Million Man March, marching on Washington, D.C. with Farrakhan talked to the black men. He told them they need to take control of their house and their families. I'm talking about the Divine Nine. I'm talking about women working for civil rights, equal work for equal pay. I'm talking about the Divine Nine. I'm talking about crossing across the state and sinking men in white only restaurants. I'm talking about the Divine Nine. I'm talking about black marching on Selma Bridge for the right to black to vote with John Lewis and Martin Luther King Jr. I'm talking about the Divine Nine. I'm talking about integration, pro-sports, football, basketball, baseball, track, golf, tennis, and sports like that. I'm talking about the Divine Nine. God bless the Divine Nine. I'm talking about black and gold, crimson and green, purple and gold, royal blue and diamond white, and black, brown and gold. Talking about the men, now the women of the Divine Nine, pink and green, red and white, royal blue and diamond white, and golden blue. I'm talking about the Divine Nine. God bless the Divine Nine. All hail to the Divine Nine. All hail to the Divine Nine. God bless the Divine Nine. I'm talking about the Divine Nine. I'm D-Money, the pimp, pimp. If you didn't know, you better ask somebody. I'm D-Money, the pimp, pimp. If you didn't know, you better ask somebody. And they'll tell you it's so, 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 so. That's the way it is. That's the way it is. That's the way it is. Don't you know that's how it goes? That's the way it is. That's the way it is. Don't you know? That's how it goes.
You know, there was a boy, his name was Mark. He went to church. And he came home with a black eye. And his father said, what happened to your eye, son? And he said, well, Dad, we were in church, and we stood up for devotion. And the lady in front of us, Miss Brown, had her dress tucked inside her panties. So I reached over, and I pulled her dress out of her panties. And she socked me in the eye. And his father said, well, son, you know, if you're going to do something to help somebody, you got to let them know what you're doing before you help them, because they might think that you're trying to take advantage of them or you're doing something that's going to be harmful to them. So you got to tell them that you're doing something to be helpful, and so they will understand that you don't mean them no harm. Okay? And the boy goes, Mark goes, okay, Dad, that sounds good. So he goes to church the next Sunday, and he comes home with another black eye. And his daddy said, what happened this time? And he said, well, we were in church, and we stood up for devotion, and Miss Brown was in the pew in front of us, and she had her dress tucked inside her panties again. But this time, I didn't do anything. My buddy sitting next to me reached over and pulled her dress out of her panties for her. But I knew she didn't like that, so I tucked it back in.
My comedy album is going to be a big hit, so get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G-Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. you can join the team by going to Gregory G. Money Gerard's Facebook page or go to Storytime with G. Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G Money Radio Show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your networking pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
There was a farmer who was telling his parents, and him and his wife were looking at all the rides, and they decided they wanted to ride on this airplane ride. And they were watching the ride go around, and they said, they went to the operator and asked him how much it costs to ride on that airplane ride. And the operator said, it's $10 per person. And the farmer said, wow, that's kind of cheap. That's kind of stupid. And the operator said, well, I'll make you a deal. If you can ride this ride without making any noise, then the ride is on the house. Otherwise, you got to pay $10 a person. And the farmer said, okay, that sounds like a deal. I'll take it. The operator loaded them on the airplane for the ride, and then he started the ride. And at the end of the ride, he stopped the ride, and the farmer got off the ride. And he said, wow, I can't believe it. You guys were really quiet. In fact, I wouldn't have believed you were on the ride at all, except I put you on the ride personally. So I know you were on the ride. And the farmer said, yeah, it was really hard being quiet. Especially when my wife fell out.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. Well, we're waiting on caller 13 to call in and claim the name of the song that we played the clip from. But we haven't gotten the 13th caller yet. So, I guess I put the money away until Monday's show, where we'll have a 3 o'clock start time for our Monday show. And fan clubs, listen in to the show and we'll see if we have a winner on Monday that will claim this $50. But anyway, DJ Papa D, tell us the name of the song and then play it for us.
Name of the song is Fazo. Name of the song is Riding High by Fazo.
I would ride my motorcycle to Luzinger High School to hang out with Ricky and Rick Rock after school. And one day I met this girl named Martha, and we were walking around the school, and she wanted to go to her locker. So I walked into her locker, and she was turning the combination on her locker, and I don't know what came over me, but I thought it was time for me to make a move, pinned her against the lockers, and I started kissing her, and she turned around and dropped her books and just wrapped her arms around my shoulders, and she gave me deep tongue kissing back. And I was like, whoa, I'm doing the move, and this girl is liking it.
From having my mama braid my hair to having girls wanting to braid my hair. Because when you had long hair, girls all wanted to braid your hair. And that way you could have a lot of female friends And since I had a lot of female friends, I used to get my hair braided a lot. And when I took the braids out of my hair and combed my hair, oh, I had a big puff afro. Yep, it wasn't as big as Bernard, but it was big. And girls really liked that. In fact, one girl told me if my natural was bigger, I would be fine. And I was like, wow, I got to get longer hair so that I can be fine? Oh, man, I thought I was already fine. We have a store on gmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G-Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G-Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G-Money gear and send it to us, and we'll put you on the Internet and make you famous on YouTube. So I pull around the corner, and I find a parking spot. And I park my 65 on the street between these other two cars. And I get out. I lock my car. I turn my lights off, start walking around the corner. Well, when I come around the corner, all of a sudden I see all these Mexicans walking behind me, and they all got guns. And I'm wondering, what the hell have they got all them guns for? I mean, they got shotguns. They got 12 gauges. They got 5.9 millimeters. They got 38s and 22s. And I'm wondering, what the hell have they got all these guns for? And I'm walking in front of them, and they're walking down the street with all these guns in their hands. And all of a sudden, they start blasting. Whoa, I was hitting that weed, and it was good. I was in Long Beach, California, and I was a photographer. I had a portable studio that I used to carry with me, and I'd go to different nightclubs, and I would take pictures of people. And, well, I had gone to this club in Long Beach, and I took my pictures that night, and at 2 o'clock, I packed up all my equipment, and I went and sat at the bus stop waiting for my ride to go home. Well, these two girls walked by me, and they stopped, and they started flirting with me.
Pussy is free, pussy crack costs money.
That sounds good. Oh, yeah, can we? Yeah, okay. I'll go with y'all to your house. One girl was tall and dark-skinned, and the other girl was light-skinned. She either was Creole or she was Mexican. But she was beautiful. And they were like, what's up, baby? What you doing? And I said, I'm waiting on the bus, but my ride doesn't come until 6 o'clock in the morning. And they said, well, why don't you come with us? We got a house, and you can keep us company. And one of the girls said, well, I got some weed. And the other girl said, I got some cognac. And I said, oh, cognac and weed? Yeah, okay. I'll go with y'all to your house.
Pussy is free. Pussy crack costs money.
That sounds good. Cognac and weed? Yeah, okay. I'll go with y'all to your house. So I walk down the street with them to their house. And I'm like, what are you guys doing out here? And they said, we're out here turning tricks. And I said, oh, okay. And the other girl says, well, I'm teaching her how to work the street. And I asked a real pretty one. I said, where do you live? And she says, I'm not from around here. I go to school in Lakewood. And I'm like, Lakewood? She says, yeah, I go to Lakewood High School. And I'm in the 11th grade. And I said, you're in the 11th grade? And I said, oh, okay. That sounds good.
Pussy is free. Pussy crack costs money.
That sounds good. Only I can read. Yeah, okay. I'll go with y'all to your house. So we get to the house, and I put my stuff inside the front door and sit on the sofa in the living room. Well, there's another dude in the house, and he got a robe on, and he's sitting on a sofa across from me. And I'm looking, and I'm like, oh, what's up, man? And he goes, hey, how you doing? And he was sitting there watching TV. And then the girls came in, and they sat down, and the little light-skinned girl started flirting with me.
Pussy is free, pussy crack costs money.
That sounds good. Only I can read. Yeah, okay. I'll go with y'all to your house.
So the light-skinned girl was sitting next to me. So she gets up, and she goes and pours me a glass of cognac. And then she sits down on the sofa next to me, and she pulls out this cigar box, and she rolls me a joint, and I'm smoking a joint, and I'm passing it to her, and she's like, I don't smoke. And I go to pass it to the guy on the sofa on the other side, and he says, I don't smoke either. So then I pass it to the other girl that walked in with her, and she says, she doesn't smoke. And I go, okay, so I guess I'm the only one smoking.
Pussy is free, pussy crack costs money.
That sounds good. Only I can read. Yeah, okay. I'll go with y'all to your house.
So I'm drinking my coffee, and I'm smoking the joint, and I'm chilling. And then the tall girl that walked in with me, she goes into the bathroom, and she comes back, and she has a bathrobe on. And she's taking her wig off, and obviously she had a bra that was stuffed with paper. So now she's flat chested. She looks like a man. And she sits on the sofa next to the guy.
Pussy is free. Pussy crack costs money.
That sounds good. Only I can read. Yeah, okay. I'll go with y'all to your house.
And I was like, well, I'm not here to mess around with you guys. So, you know, I ain't gonna really do nothing. And the girl says, well, we're not real women anyway. And I said, you're not women? I said, what does that mean? She says, well, we're really men, and we can dress like women because we go and we turn tricks on the street. And I said, you're not women? And she says, no, we're not. And I said, oh, okay, that sounds good. So I'm sitting in the room with these people, right?
Pussy is free. Pussy crack costs money.
That sounds good. Only I can read. Yeah, okay. I'll go with y'all to your house.
And she what girl? Over the armrest of the sofa, and the dude that was sitting on the bed on the sofa next to her.
What girl?
He opened up his gown and his dick is hard as a rock. I mean, it's straight, like about 10 inches long. It was huge.
Oh,
I was like, damn, what the fuck is going on? And he crawls up behind this girl.
What girl?
And he sticks his dick in it.
What girl?
And I'm going, what the fuck? And I'm like, wow, this is really a trip.
Pussy is free. Pussy crack costs money.
That sounds good. Oh, yeah, can we? Yeah, okay. I'll go with y'all to your house.
What girl? What girl? What girl?
What girl? What girl?
What girl?
So if you want to get into that part, go ahead. I'm just sitting here smoking my weed and drinking my Corona. And I'm looking at the TV, but I'm watching them. I'm like, oh, shit, this dude is banging. Now, I'm really tripping because this dude is banging the hell out of this girl.
What girl?
And she ain't making no sound.
Pussy is free. Pussy crack costs money.
That sounds good. Oh, yeah, can we? Yeah, okay. I'll go with y'all to your house. And I'm like, oh, shit. And I get up, and I go stand in front of the girl.
What girl?
That was leaning over the sofa. And she got a dick. She's jacking off. Driving through the bank. And he's right. This ass. And the girl.
What girl?
The guy. Now, I know it's a man. He's jacking off. He's playing with himself while the other dude is tied to his butt. I just hear this slapping sound. And I'm going, what? But this girl ain't saying nothing.
What girl?
He's just jacking off.
Pussy is free. Pussy crack costs money.
That sounds good. Oh, yeah, can we? Yeah, okay. I'll go with y'all to your house. So I sit up, and I'm drinking my cognac and smoking my joint, and I'm sitting in the chair, because I've moved from the sofa, from where the light-skinned dude was sitting. I'm sitting in a chair now, so he can't rub on my back and play in my hair no more. I done moved away, so I left him sitting on the sofa by himself, and I'm sitting on the chair. And I'm drinking my drink and smoking my joint. And I'm watching the show. I don't even know what's on TV now because my interest has totally gone away from what's on TV.
Pussy is free. Pussy crack costs money.
That sounds good. Oh, yeah, can we? Yeah, okay. I'll go with y'all to your house. So after about 30 minutes, the dudes stopped banging. So the two of them were sitting on the sofa, and they start watching TV like nothing had happened. I think the girl,
what girl?
Or the guy, the girl that I came in with, let me say it like that. She gets up, and she goes and pours herself a glass of cognac. And she comes down, and she sits on the sofa next to the guy, and she's drinking cognac. And I'm sitting up there, and I'm smoking weed, and now everybody's watching the TV. And I'm like, what the fuck, is that it?
Pussy is free, pussy crack costs money.
That sounds good. Oh, yeah, can we? Yeah, okay. I'll go with y'all to your house.
And
so I'm sitting there, and I'm drinking my Cavassier, and I'm smoking my weed. And when I look up on my watch, it's 5:30. And I finished smoking my weed, and I drank the other glass of Cavassier. And I to the door, I pack my stuff, and I walk out the door. And the little light-skinned one walks me downstairs.
What girl?
And I say, well, I'll see you later. And she says, well, you can come back and visit anytime since you know where we are. And I said, okay, I'll remember that.
Pussy is free, pussy crack cost money.
That sounds good. Oh, yeah, can we? Yeah, okay. I'll go with y'all to your house.
How come you didn't leave?
Because I was waiting for my breath to come.
So you didn't mind the environment?
No, it was something that I didn't have to make, but it ain't like it's a new thing. I've seen it before.
You've seen men have sex before?
Yeah. I've been around the block, man.
Yep, what's up, Las Vegas? Love and everybody around the world. I hope you enjoyed today's show. The clock on the wall says that's all. It's time for me to go somewhere, so I got to get out the air chair. I got people to see and places to go, don't you know? So, pray with me. I want to thank my brothers, DJ Big Nasty, for promoting my radio show on social media. And I want to thank DJ Papa D for being my in-studio engineer. So we'll be back on the air on Monday. All right, let's pray. I'm G Money, and I'll talk to you on Monday. So DJ Papa D, pray the prayer. And let's pray, people. Talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus. Since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus. the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together, and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name I say, hallelujah, 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 Lord God on high. Amen.
Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGBG@Juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGBG@Juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGBG@Juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.